Jesus.
Lord,
oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. We declare, glory to God, the peace of Jerusalem, glory to God, in our city, in our land, and in our territory, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, our branches run over every wall erected by the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you are the God of the breakthrough. Hallelujah. You are the God of breakthrough in the name of Jesus. You have broken forth against our enemy. Glory to God. Glory to God. The breaker is gone up before us and broken through every limitation and barrier of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. And we will flourish like a palm tree and grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, fire, 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 fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Nebaba Shando, come and burn every plan and assignment of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, burn up the blueprint of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus against our lives. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let the years of our life be increased in the name of Jesus. Let your grace and favor increase in our lives in the name of Jesus. Father God, we ask you right now that you would touch our apostle in the mighty name of Jesus, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. We call for your shalom. Hallelujah, your peace that passes all understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. We renounce all witchcraft, sorcery, divination, and occult involvement in the mighty name of Jesus. We renounce all ungodly soul ties and immoral relationships in the name of Jesus. We renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, and bitterness in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God. We surrender it all to you, Jesus. We surrender it all, and we forgive any person who has ever hurt us, disappointed us, abandoned us, mistreated us, or rejected us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, yes, God, open the frequency of heaven in the prophetic realm in the mighty name of Jesus. Open doors of utterance, glory to God. Let your word come forth unhindered and untempered by the enemy, glory to God, or any satanic forces in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we are called in Christ. We have redemption in Christ. We reign in life by Christ. We am alive unto God through Christ. We have eternal life through Christ, glory to God. Yes. Hallelujah, we are sanctified, hallelujah, in Christ, hallelujah. We are set apart, hallelujah, a chosen generation, glory to God. We have liberty in Christ. Hallelujah. We call on your name, Jesus, to break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain right now in the name of Jesus. We declare and decree, hallelujah, that our minds are sharp and resolute in the name of Jesus, and the enemy will not toy, hallelujah, with our minds. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Oh, fire, burn. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost, fire, burn. Oh, God, blow a fresh wind in this place. Blow a fresh wind, hallelujah. Hallelujah,
God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We give you permission. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whatever hasn't been reset, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, we give you permission to reset it again in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you permission to reset it again in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever you did that we've undone, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bind, hallelujah, sabotage and self-sabotage in the name of Jesus. And we give you permission, glory to God, to set back the order that you have ordained in our lives, glory to God. Hallelujah, we bow before you. We kneel before you as your children, approaching your throne to obtain mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Have mercy on us and forgive us, God, for every ungodly thought, every ungodly word spoken, and every ungodly deed that has been done. Change us, forgive us, and set us free. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, we love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. If we haven't told you today, God, we tell you right now that we love you, Jesus. Our Father, our Abba Father, which art in heaven, glory to God. Hallowed be your name, hallelujah. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, God. Give us this day our daily bread, glory to God, hallelujah. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those that have trespassed against us. Glory to God. Lead us not into temptation, God. Deliver us from evil. From all evil. From all evil. Glory to God. Ha, rokata. Vorebashado. Hallebashad. For thine is the kingdom. Glory to God. And the power. Hallelujah. And the glory. Hallelujah. Forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. Amen. We seal every prayer with the blood of Jesus. We bind and come against every form of backlash and retaliation. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Every time I play this song, I just hear this. Thank you. Kalabasakata. Kiyarabaha. Kalabo. Kiyarabo shakata.
Kiyarabashiyarabasa. God gets the victory tonight.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your name.
Nobody else like you, Lord. Yada la basa kata la basa yada la bo. Turn the volume up on that side. Yada la basa kata la basa.
Kata basa kata la basa. I don't know what you all hear when you hear it. Yada la basa kata la basa ha kata basa.
Kata basa ya.
Freedom reigns in this place, in this place. I hear freedom. I hear freedom. Said I hear freedom.
I hear the Lord saying, I'm moving in the midst of you all tonight. I'm bringing deliverance on tonight. I'm going before you, and I'm removing obstacles out of the way. The spirit of oppression that has come in to take the life out of you, out of your ministry, out of your marriages, God says, I'm coming to bring restoration upon your life, upon your ministry, upon your businesses, upon your relationship, God says. I'm coming to bring increase. I'm coming to heal. I'm coming to deliver.
I hear freedom. I hear freedom. I hear freedom.
Yes, I do. I hear it.
I hear freedom. I hear freedom. I hear freedom, breakers are breaking. In the name of Jesus, I hear freedom. I hear freedom.
God, I'm not stuck at that.
The Lord is bringing freedom tonight. The Lord is bringing freedom.
Welcome your freedom in this place tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the highest praise. Hallelujah with the highest praise. We bless you with the fruit of our lips tonight, God. Hallelujah, how we love you, God, yeah.
We bless you, we love you, we honor you. Yes, Lord.
How we give you all yes tonight.
Ah, we give you thanks for freedom.
We give you thanks for freedom. We thank you that you lift up the bowed down head on tonight, oh God. We thank you for strength. We thank you, oh God, that you call us to triumph. You give us victory, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, that no weapon born against us. Freedom from oppression.
in your name, oh God. Don't let the rain keep them in. Don't let the storm keep them in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. I hear freedom.
It's funny, I couldn't get that out until tonight. It had to be tonight, amen. I heard it the other day when I prayed it. I believe we were in class. Welcome back to a very first official Friday night miracle service. Have a seat. Have a seat. Thank you. Amen. And the Lord has given me, by the way of Apostle Beloy, a series on oppression. Amen. I want the Lord to use me for His glory. And I want us all to be delivered from oppression in some sort of way. There are 15 points on oppression. There are so many points of oppression, so many different entries of it. I want to thank you for pressing your way out. I know that our house is not a house that sleeps. Amen. So I don't take it lightly that you're here. I give God praise for your commitment, for your submission to come out when I ask you to. And I know that you're a busy people. Sorry for those who haven't made it. We're praying for those to come out that are to be here, that they will continue and begin to be in position. Amen. I pray that you're blessed and that you can begin to share with them that you are blessed and that they missed the awesome time in the Lord. Amen. And so the Lord has helped me, and even I got deliverance today that I had to lay down, because as I began to study, I began to shed tears of relief. So the Lord, amen, delivered me tonight as well, earlier today. And so I believe that you're going to get some freedom, some relief today as well, amen. So this topic is on the analysis of oppression. I don't remember what I wrote on the CD, but it is on oppression. This is a series, and this is part one. And so it says, what does it mean to be oppressed? To be oppressed means to be put under subjection by a force stronger than you are. It means to be tortured by certain forces that are beyond your control. Oppression is not only experienced physically. It could be psychologically. It could be financial. It could be marital, it could be educational, and most importantly, spiritual. For a person to be under oppression physically, the oppression must have been planted spiritually. So it's got to come from somewhere.
Amen.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
So, and for a person to be under oppression physically, the oppression must have been planted spiritually. Nothing can just come into a manifestation unless it's been accomplished in the spirit realm. Amen. So we're going to get some knowledge now. This book is from Africa Way. The apostle gave me this, and it's The Prayer Passport to Crush Oppression by Dr. Daniel Olukoya. And it says, let my people go, Exodus 5 and 1. Man, so oppression is a state of captivity in which you rely on your enemy for survival. Now, that's something that puts me in the mind of the children of Israel, because they were oppressed by Pharaoh.
Right.
And that's what this new republic era is. They want to oppress us, and they want us to depend upon them for survival.
Right.
Amen. So we believe God for our survival.
Amen.
Amen. Oppression is a state of captivity in which you allow your enemy for survival. It is the foundation for difficulties. Amen. Frustrations, hardships, and unbearable suffering. For an individual to be oppressed, he must have fulfilled certain criteria consciously or unconsciously. So, it is the foundation for difficulties, frustrations, hardships, and unbearable suffering. For an individual to be oppressed, he must have fulfilled certain criteria consciously or unconsciously. An oppressed person might be completely unaware of his state until trouble starts stirring. Amen. So let's go to Psalm 42 and 6. Psalm 42 and 6. I'm sorry, Psalm 42 and 9. I started at, Psalm 42 and 6 is where I started. Because I don't like to just go to one scripture. I want to give you all of it, what's before and after.
Amen,
because I think we can get a deeper, I like to use tools, but I can add to the tools because I know how to study.
Yeah.
So I can add to it, amen. So it says, oh my God, my soul is cast down within me. Therefore will I remember thee from the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites from the hill Mazar. Amen. Deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are gone over me. Amen. Yes, the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime. And in the night, as his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. I will say, God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? Amen. So oppression is all in the Bible. You're going to be amazed at the many scriptures that have oppression in it. Now, as saints, we should not be oppressed, but it is allowed at times, amen, that we would trust God more.
Amen.
Just keeping it real. Amen. So David said, I will say unto God my rock, why hast thou forgotten me? Why go I mourning because of oppression of the enemy? So the enemy oppresses. It's the enemy who oppresses. Amen. 42:10, it says, as with the sword in my bones, my enemies reproach me while they say daily unto me, where is thy God? Why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the help of my countenance and my God. Amen. So no matter what form, shape, or matter it takes, oppression is always from the camp of the enemy, just to reiterate that. Amen.
Amen.
It comes from the devil. You ain't just thinking. I'm going to put on the blanket of oppression today. I'm going to put on my hat of oppression today. Now, let's go to Isaiah 54:14. Isaiah 54:14 says, in righteousness shalt thou be established. Thou shalt be far from oppression, for thou shalt not fear, and from terror it shall not come near thee. So, as Christians of the Most High God, oppression is meant to be far from us. It's meant to be. So this is God's plan and purpose for our lives. However, it is not automatic that he works in our lives. It depends on the person. Amen. It depends on the person as far as how oppression works. You know, we can walk away from it or we'll lay down in it. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Ecclesiastes 7:7. Ecclesiastes 7:7. See, I've learned today, oppression has a job to do. Amen.
Okay.
Oppression has a job to do. Ecclesiastes 7:7. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroys the heart. So this verse is showing us that a man can only lay claim to wisdom when he is not oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
You have to... You know, I don't know if you know, you notice me, I have to go to the back and pray to my, I know y'all praying, but I got to pray myself.
Amen.
Because it's hard to get into the presence of the Lord when something's trying to oppress you.
Amen.
Amen. You just got to get it off. Like, you got to get it off.
Sometimes people will pray for you, but sometimes it takes you to get that thing off of you. Through prayer and the word of God over you. Amen. So when oppression comes upon a person, he becomes another creature. He cannot regulate or control his affairs anymore because a power stronger than him is now in place. He really needs the mercy of God. God had the mercy of God. Amen. Let's go to Acts 10 and 38. Acts 10 and 38. Acts 10 and 38. Y'all going to be blessed by this. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. Now, did you see that? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil. So we're introduced to the power that can break the backbone of oppression. It is the Holy Ghost and the power of God. Amen? We also notice that when a person has been under the power of oppression, that he needs what? He needs healing.
Amen.
Amen. When oppression sets in our countenance, it changes. When oppression sets in, our countenance changes. Amen. And the kind of force takes control of our lives. As a result, many of us cannot explain the misery we find ourselves in. When oppression comes upon a person, it introduces an evil load upon them. And because of the heavy load that has been introduced, the person who used to be good becomes bad all of a sudden. What does it mean to oppress? To oppress means to weigh down. It also means to sit upon a person. To oppress means to cruelly exercise power over a person. Amen. It could also mean to cause a person to be depressed. Surely the Bible says oppression maketh a wise man mad. So if we know that it can attack the mind. We've already studied on mind-binding spirits, oppression, suppression, depression. Did I get them all? Schizophrenia, bipolar. We've done deep studies on all those different topics. But this way that this oppression is coming, it will irritate you because you want it off of you. As I said, man, because of where it's coming from, we're going to get a greater level of freedom. So we want to get this freedom, amen. We saw the woman of God, and she came and ministered to us. Everywhere she ministered, people were delivered. Even my good friend, Apostle Val, was delivered. Her armor bearer was healed.
Amen.
From whatever was oppressing her. Even my spiritual mom was delivered. Her people was delivered.
Amen.
My people was delivered. Come on now. Everybody.
Amen.
Everywhere we went.
Amen. Amen.
A kidney that couldn't urinate was urinating. I mean, I've seen so many miracles when that woman came. Amen. And so to be oppressed means to be under a very hard yoke and a heavy burden. But we know the word of God says in Matthew 11:28, it says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Amen. I love that. Amen. They have a lot of scripture in this book. So Jesus recognized the implication of a yoke or burden in our lives. Like God the Father, Jesus gives each and every one free will to choose whom to serve. I kept hearing freedom.
Amen.
And that's what I like to do. I don't like to chase people. I was sharing with someone that I used to be that type of person. Like, you late. That's not me no more. I don't want to go back there. I pray that that's no longer would have to be a part of my repertoire, that I have to check a person and be like, you're late today. Like, that could be one of y'all assignments. It's not. I mean, that's hard on a person to be have to check your time and be like, why you not being prompt? Class starts at 9, services at 10, prayers at 9. Why? We are all adults. You know, pray that's not the result at work, that you late all the time. Because it doesn't make you look good. It makes you look like you're a person that doesn't have order or discipline. Amen. Now, we must realize that we shall all reap what we sow in this world. And when I got to that point, it really, I'm glad that I'm a disciplined person. Definitely, by the time I got to Dr. Shell, I began to learn discipline. She was strict. My mother was strict, too. I thought my mother was abusive, honestly. She was. My birth mother was abusive. People try to say Dr. Shell was abusive. Amen. But I saw her heart. But she was really a sweet person. Now we see it more than anything else, that Dr. Shell is really, really a sweet person. I believe that when I met her, that she was coming through the part of being wounded by people. I mean, do you think she's sweet, Caroline?
Yes.
She's sweet. She don't play, but she's really a sweetheart. And I saw a lot of that, even when people were telling me, how do you armor bear her? I'm like, I don't see what y'all see. She means what she said, but she's a sweet person. You know, I see her heart. Now, the Lord even had me minister to that, to her. I said, you know, God wants people to see you in that way. She said, they don't never see it, ever. Never, ever, ever will they see that of me. She told me years ago. So that to know that she lets people see the sweetness of her is humbling for me. It helps me to let people see me, you know, and that it's okay, you know. And so I learned a lot from her and her humility. So let me share with you this situation, and I know that Sherelle can contest to this, that there was a man in Africa who married someone, or he wanted to marry her, and before he got married, he began to have dreams that the woman was dressed up like a man. So he changed his mind and said he didn't want to marry her. They had been intimate. Because you're not supposed to be together before marriage, but they had. And so he got confused and told her not to come because of the dream, because she kept dressing like a man. So over there, they don't play that. So he got confused and told her not to come to his house anymore. The next morning, the first person to come to him was the lady, and she told him that he had entered into her and she had entered into him, so his glory was now in her hand. Amen. She let him know, we are already married. We've been together. Amen. And over there they'll say, this is my wife, because they've been together. And they will be recognized as that because they've come together. Amen. And so two spirits, the two shall become one. So he's trying to get away from her because when you do that, you begin to see that person for who they really are, and it doesn't be revealed. So he sent her away, and when he got to the office that morning, he saw a letter waiting for him, and he was ordered to submit his car and his house to his employer and to tender a letter of resignation to them immediately. So she cursed him. She was oppressing him. Amen. And he went home, took a soul of himself, but when he got there, he noticed thieves had broken into his house and stole everything he had, including the refrigerator. He ran back to the lady and said that he had made a slip of the tongue, a mistake, and to come back. She forgave him, and in less than a week, those who stole from him came back, and those who fired him, they reinstated him, gave him back his property. And this fellow died of oppression 3 years, after 3 years of being oppressed. So that's why you want to make sure it's the right person. So the yoke he chose was too hard for him. Amen. That's why I don't have a problem saying no. I changed my mind before I even do it. I know how to go get deliverance. Get this off of me. I'm not doing it. Amen. Oppression makes the yoke hard and the load heavy. And the Bible says, Christ's yoke is easy and his burden is light. Some places God don't want us to be in. Amen. What does it still mean to be oppressed? It is for a wicked spirit to sit on someone's shoulder consistently harassing that person. It is sad but true that 90% of churchgoers or so-called Christians suffer from one form of oppression or the other. You may deceive yourself by saying it is a lie. Amen. But we know what we're talking about. Even in places where they shout and pray against the devil, if you're not free from doing his will, you are in deeper oppression compared to the unbelievers. The devil will deceive the unbeliever into committing sin for which he will get his reward, but the devil will torture you for praying against him, and still, you still will be doing his will. Oppression is a terrible thing. It is a form of slavery, because he'll make you do things you don't want to do.
Right.
Amen. Oppression is usually the first point of attack of the enemy. Most cases reported in the hospitals, either early or late, are usually cases of oppression. There are 15 kinds of oppression. I want to give you these. Amen. I'll give you these 15 types of oppression. There are consequences of them, too, and you need to be free from their captivity. The first one is bodily oppression. Bodily oppression. You just find out that something is not right with your body. You don't feel the way you should, and that means there's something oppressing you. One of the greatest deliverance cases that they ever faced in their life was a man who used to be bright, and all of a sudden, you know, like, I don't like it to see people always go to the end of the line on purpose. Because that says something. That there's something. They think, and the first shall be last, and then I'm first. No, you're last. You doing it deliberately. That's why I be getting on people when I have to go and tell them to stay in line. Stop, you know, this traditional stuff. If I'm last, it means I'm first. Well, when the person shut down, then you're going to be mad. You could have been in line already.
Amen.
That's why I said when she says she's done, she's done. And she knows it. Because when we was at Prophet Thomas Church, mother tried to get her to pray. She said, no, I'll pray tomorrow. And she meant that. So, I mean, don't pray like not. I know y'all don't do that. But, I mean, you know, some people, it just irritates me.
Yeah.
But sometimes that's a curse upon their life. And they'll just miss stuff. They just always just missing it. Well, if you weren't so traditional, you would have got your blessing. Traditionally oppressed. Amen?
Yeah.
So it seemed like he would always be last in line. He would be number 36 with 36 people in his class. Now, they began to pray for him. This is going to blow your mind. They began to pray for him. They lay hands on him, and he went through deliverance. He was going through deliverance, and he coughed out a padlock on that day. A padlock. He coughed it out, and he moved from 36 to the number one position in his class. So just repeat after me and say, every padlock of witchcraft.
Every padlock of witchcraft.
Locking my virtue.
I command you to die.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, when we did watch Prophet T.B. Joshua, I saw a crocodile come out of somebody. Did you ever see that? A little crocodile, which I consider Leviathan, came out of somebody. I said, I can't believe it. These little things really do, you know, and we have to cover ourselves. I mean,
amen.
The best thing we can do is pray.
Amen.
We have the power to pray, and we should pray. I mean, you know, I'm still trying to get my body regulated. You know, we had prayer this morning at 6 a.m. with Apostle Tyson. And, you know, it's like every time I try to get on the prayer line, I sleep through it because I'm up studying or whatever, then I fall asleep or whatever. But the goal is I want to be on that prayer line. Not to convince him, but he's my covenant. I want to be submissive too. Like, y'all here, I want to be where he tells me to be. And my phone did not go off like I had planned for it to. And a woman on the team had sent a group text. It didn't go off, but it was vibrating. I'm like, why is it not beeping? But it's like I woke up at 6:04 and I looked over. I said, wow, thank you, Jesus, because I wanted to get on the call. So when they knew I was on the call, they had me released. It's like I know before they asked me to pray. Isn't that something? I want y'all to get there. You're going to be like, Apostle, going to have me pray. Let me get together. He will have me do this tonight. That's where you want to get. That's where I am. And then he said, the man said, Apostle Dobbins, would you pray, blah, 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 and if you have anything else, share that. Because I kept hearing the Lord say, you're going to share with them about your blessings and blah, blah, this and blah. And I started sharing, and I cut it short. Then the man came back and said, you still have something else to share. And then I went back, and it just opened up a well. And I was just like, bam, bam, out my sleep, you know, because I woke up and just called. Didn't go, you know, brush my teeth or anything. But I wanted to be compliant, amen. And so we want to be compliant, and that prayer was good. And then one of the ladies who was on there had shared the prophetic word on her prayer line, and I listened to her prayer line, so we can never have too much prayer. So, Apostle, what are you saying? I'm saying we need to pray. Now, I know you're coming here and pray, but pray in the morning, pray before you go to bed, because you just don't want to go to sleep. You want to cover yourself. Amen. And then be, like, I don't know if this will make sense to you. I pray that it will. Be attentive in your sleep. Like, I heard something like, there's a lump in your breast. And I woke up, I said, the devil is a lie. And I covered my breast. I said, there ain't no lumps in my breast. And then I was asleep one time and I heard your respiratory system is shutting down. And I woke up and said, the devil's alive. My respiratory system ain't shut down. And I laid hands on my chest and covered it. And this is after I had the attack on my chest. And I covered myself. Amen. Because the enemy would try to come in. You know, Apostle Valois' son died because of a dream that came into fruition. So it manifests spiritually, then it manifests physically. So you have to be aware. And I don't care if you're a dreamer. And so you have to get that dream book. You have to be attentive in your sleep. You have to make yourself get up. And if it's something that's tremendous, you got to pray against it then. Because it will manifest. If we allow it to, it will. But praise be to God that we have the power. Amen.
Amen.
To cancel those assignments. Amen.
Amen.
So another oppression is physical, mental oppression. There's spiritual oppression. So let me go back. There's bodily oppression. There's physical oppression. There's mental oppression. There's spiritual oppression. Many people are under those categories of oppression. The devil has limited the anointing upon their lives, and they are now confused about what is happening to them. It did not break it down in this chapter about those two topics, but it will later on. Many marriages are of convenience. Many couples are suffering day and night. Amen. This guy inboxed me on Facebook and asked me to come to Kenya to be his wife because he needed his ministry to grow. I said, no. I ended up blocking him. I had three little verses right there. I'm getting some more freedom too.
Amen.
I blocked him. I don't want that. I'm not going to be in a marriage of convenience.
Amen.
It's not what marriage is about.
Amen.
Not for me.
Right.
Some of them want me to marry them so they can come here. Amen. There's a man who's chased me for 3 years, but in the end of it, I believe he wants to come here, and I'm not going to be nobody's trip to America.
Amen.
This man gave a testimony in his book about he went to go visit a couple, and the woman's head was placed in a toilet. The man had just put her head in the toilet because her head was wet, and the husband was just about to beat her, and she never would say it. She was oppressed. There are women who oppress men as well, because if the woman is the only one that's working, then she'll tell the husband, if you leave her, you're not going to eat. That's a form of oppression. And the man knows it, so he'll stay there. You know, I've had men in my family that's been abused. Like I said before, this bit of abuse chases my family. My mother, I can't say that my mother was abused, but I say my mother fought me. I won't say she was abused. She fought him. And I've seen that in my bloodline. And I don't tolerate that. I don't tolerate mental abuse. I don't tolerate physical abuse. I don't, you know, you're not going to control me as far as what I can eat or where I can go. You can't tell me not to see my family.
Right. Amen.
You can't tell me I can't see my son. I won't tolerate those types of things. Amen. That's a form of control and manipulation. It's oppression. And that's not the way that should be.
Amen.
Amen. And that's some of the, I mean, you really got to pray about that. It needs to be talked about. That's why I believe in premarital counseling. Amen. Oppression has been programmed by the devil into an institution like marriage, whose founder and chief proprietor is God himself. God is proprietor of marriage. The devil is the proprietor over oppression. Amen. So it's very sad how the enemy comes in and tries to destroy things. Amen.
Amen.
Financial oppression. Those who know about the university system of promotion know that before one can move from one level to another. So I'm going to talk about financial oppression and career oppression. Those who know about the university system of promotion now know that before one can move from one level to the other, one is asked to publish papers that will meet international standards and be reckoned with around the world. Some lecturers write as if they want to die, yet their works are not recognized. This man spent days and nights writing, but they were not seen as materials. This is a situation where effort is not used to measure achievement. Amen? So let's say you can write your heart out and never be noticed because you're oppressed. or your job. You can do your best work and never be noticed. I know some of y'all have done that. Dream oppression, which I just shared some of that pertaining to Caroline, amen. Instead of people to Christians to fulfill the scripture that the young shall dream dreams and the old shall see visions, every night is another battleground, a war with forces that are stronger than they are. Some situations have got so serious that those concerned attempt not to sleep at night so as to avoid being fed or battered in the dream. Some see dead relatives, others experience terrible nightmares. Now, I remember in class, the Lord revealed to me that somebody was seeing dead people. We know that's necromancer. So we know to tell these dead people to go and don't come back. Don't get comfortable with their presence. Because if you start getting comfortable with their presence, when you want them to leave, they won't leave. They won't have to do deliverance. We don't have no seances. We're not mediums. We're not necromancers. Get out of here. We're not diviners.
Amen.
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 You can't stay.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Amen. So there's verbal oppression, which I've told this before. Verbal oppression is a case where the tongue becomes a snare to the whole body. Although a small member of the body, the tongue can set the whole world ablaze. As lifeless as it may seem, the tongue is tougher and stronger than a gun or a sword. Amen? It is a weapon which, when not controlled, it could cause mass destruction. With it, we bless. With it, we curse. With it, we give life. With it, we take life. Amen. So, you know, I've shared on this in Proverbs 18:21. Let's go there. Proverbs 18:21. Turn that for me. I know y'all know it. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Yeah.
The words of a man's mouth are Proverbs 18:4-7. 4-7, let's go there. Go up a little bit in that chapter. I know y'all know. Because I sure be on y'all wives going, stop saying it. Stop. You don't understand. Your words. How... And Carolyn would be like, Pastor, I'm not going to say nothing at all. Just pray. Be like, amen, I can receive that. Get this. Proverbs 18:4-7. The words of a man's mouth are as deep water, and the wellspring of wisdom as a flowing brook. It is not good to accept the person of the wicked, to overthrow the righteous in judgment. Number 6, it says, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction. And his lips are the snare of his soul. We got to be careful what we say. Me too. I have to stop saying, I don't care if they show up. I do care if they show up.
Amen.
Now, I'm very attentive to what I'm saying these days.
Amen.
I don't know if Caroline realizes I stopped saying little words. I care if they show up. I care if they make it. Because our words have power. And to be an apostle and know that my words are there to cast out devils, amen, to bring healing and deliverance, I do care. I do care if I have relationships with people. I do care. Amen. So you have to care. Amen. I'll say now that I know about marriage, I played a part of my marriage not working because I didn't want it to work because I was afraid of him. I saw things in him that I could deal with. And I didn't want to deal with it. I started singing, get me out, Jesus. Get me out of here. That was my song. So I commend you women of God, and I commend men of God that stayed and work out marriage to honor the Lord, amen, because marriage is of God. He's pleased with marriage. So I love to learn from you all and see testimonies. You know, I commend you, really. I do.
Amen.
Amen. So I always tell the testimony, we have marriages at our house. We have married couples at our house. I'm honored to have you.
Amen.
I'm honored to have you.
Amen.
Amen. So there's emotional oppression, number 10, emotional oppression. It's a state when you notice that most of the time for inconsequential and unnecessary issues, you just feel sad and downcast. You can't explain why or what happened. You just know that something keeps telling you that all is not well, but you don't know why. It's emotional. All is well. That greeted me at the door. All is well, right? Like, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, all is well. You got to be in agreement that it is well.
Amen.
Because if it's not, you need to know why it's not.
Amen.
Witchcraft oppression. Number 11. Witchcraft oppression. It has become as common as bread and butter. Isn't that something? We know, well, in those days, witches are ashamed. They were ashamed and used to hide their identity and association, but today they have become as important as the United States. So this is from Africa speaking about the United States. Remember, Apostle Beloit said, when you go to the United States, it's like you've gone to heaven.
Amen.
Amen. But today they have become as important as the United States, as some people have become dependent on them for their existence and survival. This may sound strange, but it has continued to wax stronger and stronger as many Christians have given room to modernism and liberty to enjoy the pleasures or ordinances of the world. People depend on witches more than they do on God. Amen? Amen. Inherited oppression. Inherited. Inherited oppression. Inherited oppression is transferred from parents to children. The Bible says that curses which are issued on some people are carried on to the third and fourth generations. You may not have offended anyone. You may not have done anything wrong, but for the mere fact that you belong to a certain lineage or kindred, certain forces have been put in place before you were born to oppress, before you were born to oppress you, except you are delivered by the mercy of God. Amen. So deliverance can't come by the mercy of God. Amen. Number 13, forced oppression. Forced oppression. Forced oppression. Those who experience forced oppression, like those who urge, like those who are oppressed, unconsciously can do nothing about it. They fight by the means they know, yet they remain oppressed. Many of such people are Christians. For them to be saved, they need to pray specific and targeted prayers that will locate the unprotected forehead of their oppressor. So, meaning that there has to be targeted prayers for the situation that you're in. This is not just a now I lay me down to sleep prayer that's going to get the oppressors off of us. That has to be specific for the situation that we're going through, what we're dealing with, all the way back to Adam. And that's what we learn because we are deliverance people.
Amen.
Amen. 14, unconscious oppression. Now I'm going to share these together. Unconscious oppression and conscious oppression. Amen. So when oppression goes beyond tolerance, madness results. Amen. That is why the Bible says, surely oppression maketh a wise man mad. That's the scripture, man. I'm telling you, oppression will make you go cuckoo or cuckoo puff. Amen. Oppression is a destroyer and has a maddening power. Oppression has imprisonment power. It has, and you know, I believe a lot of people that have been in prison is because they were oppressed. I believe poverty, I know we talked a little bit about finances, but I believe poverty possibly because they have to get out of the projects and they go about it in a crazy way to try to get out instead of a better way. Amen? So oppression is a destroyer and a maddening power. Oppression has an imprisonment power. It has a dominating and demoting power. It has a burdening and yoke power, which is we've read all of this. It is not the normal function of oppression to kill a person. It will just keep the person unsettled, uncomfortable, and depressed. It can be likened to a parasite. Now, I remember my mother was on some sort of depression pills. I can't even call them. And then she tried to give me those pills, and I felt like a zombie. I said, I don't want this. I don't think this is me. So we don't want to make our children to be who we are. It's not they have our traits, and they get some things from us, but, I mean, all things is not for them that we deal with.
Amen.
Wrong people stuff.
Amen.
Even though they grown, I mean, if that makes any sense, some of it is just not for us.
Yeah.
I want to share this, that a woman, I saw a movie, it's called Everything is Everything, or Everything Got Everything. The woman lost her husband and her son in a car accident. They were a biracial couple, so they had mixed children. The husband and son were killed in a car accident. So the daughter had, I think she had 7 ear infections and something else happened. So the mother just took it upon herself to say that her daughter had SCIDS, S-C-I-D-S. So she built the house and kept the daughter in the house for 18 years. So the daughter could not go out. She kept her in the house, thinking that the daughter had SCIDS and that she would die from infections. Well, if you don't have shots and things like that, you will get infections. You will get sick if you go out because you haven't been in, you haven't had in, any immunization shots. Amen. So the daughter met a guy next door because the mother was sending out butt cakes, and so the son saw the daughter in the window looking out, because the mother built the house to where she could see out, but she couldn't go out. But it was like she was going out, but she couldn't go out. Amen. So the mother was oppressing the daughter because of fear. Fear causes oppression, too. This is just how God do things. Amen. He'll set you up for it before you know what you're being set up for, to teach on something. Amen. So the little girl and the guy, they started liking each other, and they was texting because he got the number. He learned how to communicate to her, although he could not go in the house because you had to be cleansed before you could go in. You had to go through 2 doors that would take any germs off of you. She had a nurse that came, baby, to take care of her, and the nurse's daughter to friend her. But to be in the house again all the time is lonely. She had a computer. She had access to things, but she couldn't go out. So this guy began to like her. Long story short, the nurse, she talked to the nurse, and the nurse let him in. And he left a rubber band, evidence that he was there. So the mother knew. But the little girl came to life when she met him, spent time with him. They kissed. And she knew all of it. It takes 2 weeks for his evidence of DNA to get off her lips. Her lips would not know him anymore. I mean, she knew that. That's how smart she was. She's very intelligent. Amen. So she was praying that she wouldn't get sick because she let him kiss her. They weren't even supposed to be come close to one another because of the germ factor. Saying all that to say this is that the mother found out that the boy was in the house, so she fired the nurse, and then the little girl left because she came to life when she met him. Well, this life of oppression may be for you, but it's not for me. And then the mother was going in and out. It's just the daughter was going in there. So your security is not their security. Come on now.
Right.
My God. Amen. So sometimes we got to learn how to bump our heads and get up. I'm saying this all for a reason.
Amen.
The girl and her friend, which she was 18, so she had a right to leave. She wrote her mother a letter and said, I came alive, and I can't know until I go. I'm willing to die for life, to live to die. I'm willing to live to die. Amen. So I'll die to live. So she left. Her and her friend went to Hawaii. She had these credit cards she had ordered online and went out, and they went out, and she got sick. She got sick because she had never had any immunization. So what her mother thought made her think that it was because of SCID. The doctor from Hawaii called her and said, you need to get your immunization shot. And the little girl said, well, it's because of SCID. Why? She said, you don't have SCID. And so she went to go through her records in her mom's office, and she said, where are my records for SCID? And the mother began to try to cover up that lie. So the spirit of lies will cause oppression too. Through the bloodline. Amen. This just came from that. How God could make us remember. I know we have movie night on Wednesday. Maybe some of you guys could see how oppression came from the cousin who kept trying to get the cousin to commit murder. Amen. And he could have been oppressing his memory because of whatever happened. I missed the bang of the movie because I had to take my message to the bathroom. But nevertheless, God always gives us the way of escape. Amen.
Amen.
Unconscious oppression, conscious oppression. So the girl was oppressed from her mother's actions. So they say that a good parasite does not kill the host, but a bad parasite like cancer will kill its host and have nothing to eat again. Like a tapeworm that stays inside the tummy, it waits for you to eat and digest your food. It only begins to operate when the individual is trying to absorb the nutrients into the body. Oppression is a terrible satanic spirit. It sometimes comes upon a person, and the person would say he feels like a breeze coming upon him. It can be compared to When you're trying to sleep and suddenly feel like a deep freezer is plugged to your bed. You ever felt like that? A cold air, a coldness? Amen. It can be compared to when you're trying to sleep and suddenly feel like a deep freezer is plugged up to your bed and the cold runs through your body and then it goes away. The spirit of oppression has done an unquantifiable amount of havoc to men and women. Oppression is the center for, is the center for a player in the enemy's football team. If it gets in, other more terrible spirits will move in. There is no amount of work you will do that will prevent some people from getting into conscious oppression with their eyes wide open. Some of the victims don't know what to do. The devil has bamboozled them that what they believe, and then they believe that there is no way out, but I am here to tell you that there is a way out. Amen. Oppression is a masquerading spirit that comes in different forms. Oppression is a demon assigned by the devil to trap and to cage. Once it is dispatched against you, you must fight it to a standstill with all your strength and heart. It causes heavy and antagonistic feelings in the body, soul, and the spirit, like a virus in a computer system. It will prepare a person for a total permanent shutdown. Oppression can originate in early childhood. It can, which I just shared that somewhat. Oppression is a masquerading spirit that comes in different forms. It can enter into the life of an individual through all kinds of avenues. Anytime you no longer know whether to follow God or the devil, you are being oppressed. If you are always at the crossroads in your spiritual life, not knowing if you should hold on to Jesus or go back to the world, you are being oppressed. Oppression is particularly stubborn. When you find a particular sin holding a person captive, then it's oppression. When you see someone who has fought a friend hard, his instrument of sin is in his pocket, he is under oppression. And this, they're talking about cigarettes, they're talking about marijuana, they're talking about pills, bumps. Amen. There was a minister that the man speaks of who was, and I'm gonna try to bring this to a close. I'm almost done. Just give me a few more minutes. The man got up and ministered on brokenness and being broken and all of that. And after he ministered hard, he needed prayer. He went into the office for prayer because he had cigarettes in his pocket and he wanted deliverance from that. Oppression can originate in early childhood. Many people spoil their kids by oppressing them at a very young age. Oppression can become a major factor in shaping a child's life. Oppression presses you down when you are struggling to succeed. Oppression is when you are going from one disappointment to another. It is a mind destroyer. It has no respect for persons or races. Oppression is when you sleep. Amen. Oppression is when you're going from disappointment to another. It is a mind destroyer. It has no respect for persons. Oppression is when your sleep is being disturbed or when you're oversleeping. Oppression is when a person is so upset with life that he refuses to go out. Oppression is when you have abnormal appetite, when you eat too much or too little. Oppression is when a person is so upset with life they refuses to go out, or he wants to end it all, which is suicidal. So they just have different terminologies in what we do. Oppression is when you refuse to forgive yourself, what God does, so that's condemnation. And then oppression brings a spirit of worthlessness with it, which is the spirit of Belial. A lot of these things we've been taught on already. All forms of addiction or oppression, as I said, tobacco, snuff, drink, cigarettes, blunts, marijuana. Amen. Oppression can cause fear in the mind of a person. I did share on that. Oppression can remove a person from those that would help him so that the enemy can have unmolested control over him. So we know that when we see people can't make it to service, it's oppression. We're not that far away. Especially if you have a car, you can just come on in. Doors open.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oppression can cause fear in the mind. Oppression can remove a person from those that love them. And definitely when I feel like I don't want to go to church, I go. I just have to get here because it's something the devil's trying to keep me from. And it'd be a good word. Amen. Something happens that blows my mind, that mends me, that keeps me, that heals me. Amen. Satan can become an authoritative figure in a person's life is when problems are packed neatly for the future. Amen. It means that many people are just bombs walking around and getting ready to explode. Oppression is spiritual weight. It is known for its ability to make a person stray from his divine destination. It is progressive insanity. Unfortunately, at times, relevant prayers are not employed to make an amends to what oppression has destroyed. Amen. If you notice that when you are being tormented by wicked, oppressive spirits, then you are under oppression. Is the enemy attacking every area of your life? You should know you are suffering from multiple oppression. Do you notice that you are spiritually stagnant? Do you notice uncomfortable financial embarrassment? Do you discover that your helpers are running away? Is your marriage a cat and mouse marriage? Is your marriage, amen. Well, did you notice that all those evil family patterns are happening to you one after the other? Are all members of your family doing very well, but you seem to be the only one not doing well? If yes, then you must know that there is oppression on the ground. Now, I know we went through deliverance on Tuesday night, but let me just get through some of this. How do we break the backbone of oppression? Salvation is key. For those of you that's on the line, Mama Zumbi, okay? Salvation. You must give your life to Jesus so that through the baptism and anointing of the Holy Spirit, shackles of oppression can be destroyed completely. God first loved us and gave his only begotten Son to die for us. We need not remain under any form of oppression. Amen. Through the Word of God, amen. The Bible says that the Word of God is like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. Glory to God. When we renew our minds with the Word of God, bondage must be broken. No matter how old they are, no matter who put them there or where they come from, we expect anyone who wants to be immune to oppression to know at least 52 verses of the Word of God. You should know the Word. I love to hear y'all pray because I hear the scriptures coming up. I'll be like, yeah, they've been studying. If you study it, God, the Holy Spirit will pull it out of you in prayer. Amen. Genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit. At one of the prayer meetings, there's a woman who came for prayer because she had in her hand two scans. One said she was pregnant. The other one said she wasn't pregnant. She had a brief testimony. So she went through the prayer line. And she went through the prayer line and received the genuine baptism of the Holy Spirit. And you don't have to be worried about what is and what isn't because you know the Word of God. Amen. So then she went through repentance. When you go through repentance, amen, and then repent, we have to repent for any wrong of our use. We have to repent. Many of us need to repent of the wrong use of our eyes, ears, mouth, heart, and mouth, especially our tongues. We have to do that more than not. I did that earlier today as well, and I went through deliverance on Tuesday night too. Amen. So the activity is known to us, but once the tongue issues for the statement, it goes into the wind of our listeners, and it can never be returned back to us. You can plead to be forgiven, but you can never get back your words. That's why I tell your wives about your words over your children, over your husband, over your houses, over your finances. Because once you release those words, you can't get them back. And the prince of the air basically takes and runs with it and brings it into fruition, what you just said. That's why I've been looking at y'all like, what you about to say, I want you to think about. Amen. Amen. That's why, I mean, I don't all the time be like, govern your words. I don't want to ever stifle you, but once you say it, even though the fire is here, once you say it, the devil runs with it.
Yeah.
Now he's going to attack you with whatever you release.
Yeah.
That's why I be, oh, yeah, I know, like, sure, I'll be like, man, Apostle, can I just say something? Like, look, I want to say so bad, don't say it. Don't. But if it's bad, just don't say it. You know, but I love how Apostle Lloyd came and knew that we have order here, that it's not a bunch of whining and complaining and unhappy wives or unhappy husbands.
Amen.
The one thing I love that she saw was, Ola came and said, I must pay my tithes.
Yeah.
man came and said, look, I must pay my tithes. She said, they're not in the house too often, but they know to pay tithes once they're home. Yeah, they know that. Amen?
Amen.
So she said, they pay tithes, they must come. They will come.
Amen.
They will.
Amen.
We believe that.
Amen.
They will come. And that's what you want to speak. It doesn't matter what it looks like, right? It doesn't matter. Don't speak it. Don't speak what they're doing right. Don't let the devil make you, don't you speak it.
Yeah.
You got to get it. Don't say what it is. Just, we're praying for my husband. Don't even, amen.
Amen.
Just believe that they're coming, that they're here. Speaking into existence. Because your words have power.
Amen.
Man, so, cast out the demon of oppression by the powers in the name and the blood of Jesus. You can cast out the demon of oppression. Our bodies are the sacred temples of God, and the spirit or a false personality is not supposed to dwell therein. Amen. So you cast out the demon of oppression. You got to have a violent faith. You got to have a violent faith. By this, I mean the kind of faith exercised by Bartimaeus. He called out on the Most High God, Jesus, the Son of David. Have mercy on me. I think he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
He was told to keep quiet. You know the story. But the more he was silent, the more he screamed, Jesus! Thou Son of David! Hey! Have mercy upon me! Jesus! Hey! Make other people uncomfortable. Hey, Jesus! God has a violent face. Even the baby laughing at me like, I say. Amen. So his voice was not the loudest, but his faith was the strongest.
Amen.
Amen. So he held our Lord Jesus at one spot and made him return and attend to him. Come on now. You got to have that violent faith. So the day you have violent faith, you will experience what to some others is impossible. For with our God, all things are possible. Now, get this. Before I read this, that's the word I released on the prayer line this morning. I had to be on the prayer line this morning. So I don't believe even to a greater measure that what's impossible with man is possible. I'm in an impossible season.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. I'm in a possible season. I know I'm going to see my sister.
Amen.
I know the truck is sold. I don't know how God's going to do it, but I know God got it.
Amen.
Cause that's the season I'm in.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in the season that God is doing possible things, crazy, mad things.
Amen.
I said ridiculous, massive miracles, and the lady who repeated my prophetic word of her prayer life, she said ridiculous miracles. Just only God can do it. In the name of Jesus. Hey! Hey! Don't forget about me over here. Don't forget! Amen.
Amen.
We need to have our warfare prayers, which we do that. Ain't it good to know, you know, yeah, I know that song, it's good to know Jesus. But ain't it good to know you on point?
Yeah.
Amen. There are many methods of deliverance, but the best remains by the power of prayer. Prayer has prevailed over fire, water, and the earth. Joshua prayed in the Bible and stopped the movement of the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer has prevailed over angels. Prevailed over angels. It has cast out the devil and broken down his kingdom. Prayer has power over good angels to bring them from heaven. Prayer has healed the sick and raised the dead. In the case of Daniel, prayer has stopped the mouth of lions. It has subdued evil powers and put them to flight. Prayer has opened prison gates and completely blindfolded the enemy. There is no artillery of hell fire that can stand against prayer. It is like an engine that makes the enemy tremble. The power of prayer remains undefeatable. The power of prayer is beyond human comprehension. So, now we're going to pray this, and then I'm going to just take off and pray. So just say, Holy Ghost fire,
Holy Ghost fire,
come upon my life,
come upon my life,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
thou power,
spiritual dowry,
spiritual
I command you to die,
I command you to
in
die,
the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
every counterfeit,
every counterfeit,
spiritual honeymoon.
Honey,
I command you to scatter.
I command you to scatter.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Lay your hands on your stomach. Every serpent.
Every serpent.
scorpion.
And scorpion.
I command you to die.
I command you to die.
In the name of Jesus.
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 Every serpent.
And scorpion.
And scorpion.
I command you to die.
I command you to
die. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
All inherited oppression.
All inherited oppression.
In my life.
In my life.
I command you to die.
I command you to die.
In the name of Jesus.
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 All environmental.
All environmental.
Darkness.
Darkness.
In my area.
In my area.
Scatter.
Scatter.
In the name of Jesus.
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 All dream robbers.
All dream robbers.
I command you to die.
I command you to die.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I fire back.
I fire back
every arrow
of oppression
in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Now I'm gonna pray, Lord God, I thank you that you're my rock and you are our fortress. You are our deliverer. You are our God. You are our strength. In you will we trust. You are our buckler. You are our horn of salvation. We thank you, Lord God, that you are our hot tower. Upon you will we cry, oh Lord, our rock. We will not be silent. Oh God, be not silent unto us. Unless, if you be silent unto us, we will be like them that go down unto the pit. Oh God, only you are our rock and our salvation. Only you are our defense. We will not be greatly moved. We shall not be moved. In you, God, is our salvation and our glory. The rock of our strength and our refuge is in you, God. In the name of Jesus, you are our rock. You are our high tower. You are our strong tower. You are our defense. In Jesus' name. Light is our affliction, but for a moment, work for us afar, more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. We thank you, Lord God, that your grace is sufficient for us. We spoke about all the power that the spirits of oppression has, but you have given us power. When we have received the Holy Ghost, we have received power to tread over all the power of the enemy. You give us power to tread on serpents and over all power of the enemy, and nothing shall our enemies hurt us. We can do all things through Christ because he strengthens us in the name of Jesus. You did not give us the spirit of fear, but you gave us power, love, and a sound mind. In the name of Jesus, for the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. Thank you for power, God. You raised us up, and will also raise us up by your own power. In the name of Jesus, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord, and in the power of his might. In Jesus' name, for our strength is made perfect in weakness. In the name of Jesus, now unto you, O God, who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. We do not bow to oppression. Oppression, we cast you out. We command oppression to go out now in Jesus' name. Oppression, come out of our minds, out of our members, out of our lower extremities, out of our marriages, out of our businesses, out of our relationships. Oppression, we command you to go out of our shoulders. Lord, we take your yoke upon us. Your yoke is easy and your burden is light. In the name of Jesus, we command even sexual oppression to go out in Jesus' name. Out. Out of here. The blood of Jesus is against you. Even frigidity in the marriage. We command you to go out. Frigidity in the marriage. We command you to go out. In Jesus' name. All spirits that come to tempt and to try us, we break your hold now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. And it is so. Amen. Come on, give God your best. Lord, we thank you for deliverance.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your freedom.
Yes, Lord God.
We thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for those who made their way out on tonight, oh God. And those who did not make it, oh God, we give them to you, Lord God. Those that pull on our heartstrings, we give them to you, Lord God, tonight. Hallelujah, glory to God. In Jesus' name. We honor you, Lord. We honor you and we bless you. We thank you, Lord God, for deliverance. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you that we know our words have power, that we would use them with wisdom. We thank you, Lord God, that oppression is not going to make us mad. We thank you, Lord God, we will use wisdom before oppression was set in, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Come on, love on Daddy God tonight. He's worthy of our praise. He's worthy of our worship. Amen. Amen. If you would like to stand a seat of any size out tonight, to There's Way Out, you are welcome to do that. And our address is 2538 West Washington Street, Suite 101. Amen. Indianapolis, Indiana, 46222. If you were blessed with this message, amen, you're welcome to send a donation to 2538 West Washington Street, Suite 101. Thank you, and God bless you, and have a great night.